West of These Fields. That was R.E.M. from Murmur. We're celebrating 40 years of this album, and what a great album it is. We played the entirety of it, but with a twist. We played some of the proper album cuts, but also we've interspliced with demo and live versions, and it's such a treat highlighting this record. We've talked so much about it already, but all I want to end off by saying is this album meant a lot to me personally growing up, and I think it's also meant a lot to a lot of people. As you can tell by the range of influence it's had since its release back in 83, and the fact that we still define indie rock as having this sound, I think speaks for itself. Prior to West of the Fields, we heard We Walk, another fantastic song featuring that great guitar picking by Peter Buck, that really great jangly pop melody. There was no one quite like him at the time when he was making this music in America at the time, for sure.
Yeah, before that we heard a series of alternate slash different versions of songs. We heard Shaking Through, we heard the 1982 RCA demo version. We played a track from this demo earlier on in the first set, and this was another one they did, a slightly different version. Prior to that we heard the song, how do you say it,
9-9 or just 9-9, along with all the elliptical elements of this record. One of those is, what do you even call the song? Whatever you call it, we heard the rough mix of it, and that's taken from an unofficial compilation of outtakes and rough mixes of Murmur, so it is floating around there on the internet.
We should say, all of the album, if you know where to look, is available as rough mixes. So if anyone doesn't know what rough mixes are, when you're making the album and you're still kind of working on it and you have most of the songs down, the producer will usually give you a mix of all the songs before it's finalized, and then the band can listen to it and say, okay, I want to make a change here, I want to add this, change that. But a lot of times the rough mix, sometimes they don't change anything, they just alter it slightly. So that's a unique thing, a version of that song. Prior to that we heard a 1981 demo version of Sitting Still. Now, this comes from their very first demo called Cassette Set. We did play the full cassette in demo in full a couple months back.
Mm-hmm.
But it was later, not too long ago, reissued as a limited edition cassette, and I believe the tracks were put online by the band as well. And then before that, we heard a different version of the song Catapult.
Yeah, this one as produced by Stephen Hogg, who did a demo version where he incorporated not only the original recording from the band, but also he interspliced some additional keyboard elements, synthesizer, and his own backing vocals without consent of the band. He did this without their knowledge, and so the band hated this for this reason. They've always been a very democratic unit, REM, either as a trio or as a quartet, so they absolutely hated the fact that he would infringe upon their art, and yeah, they disavowed this version, but we've dug it up through the through the nebulous interwebs, and we were able to produce that for you. And yeah, that's the entirety of REM's Murmur, an album whose legacy speaks for itself. If you haven't had a chance to hear the album proper, this is a really good preview for you. Definitely go out and pick up a copy. Coming up next, though, we don't want to just highlight music that was released years ago. We want to highlight some new music, including this brand new track from Tough Age.
Yes, we did speak with Jared of Tough Age a couple years back when they put out their last album. And there is a new album coming out, I believe, in June called Waiting Here. Waiting Here may be the title. I'd have to double check that. But there's a new single that just came out this week called Give It a Day. And it's the second of it. Usually bands do three singles, sometimes four before a release. So this track is great. There's more of a jangly REM influence on this record than there was on their previous one. And there's always an REM influence with this band. So we're going to start off the next set with that. We're also going to hear another band that is from Australia. Not that Tough Age is from Australia. They're based out of Vancouver now. Eddie Current's Suppression Ring from their 2019 release, All in Good Time. Then we're also going to hear something from By Divine Right's latest and an upcoming unreleased song from the band Leather Rose, based out of Montreal. This is a covers EP called Dream a Little Dream, and it's going to come out, I believe, later in the summer. Ian, who is based out of Montreal and hosts a really great show through CJLO, has started a record label called Little Village Records, and it's just really getting started. And this band put out a 7-inch earlier on the label, and this will be forthcoming along with another release later on this year. So we're going to hear that track, an early preview, and then we're going to hear a little bit more in this set. So stay tuned. You are listening to Revolution Rock here only on CJAM 99.1 FM, where we're reaching higher ground and redefining radio in Windsor, Detroit,
and beyond.
And beyond, yes.
Down. My mama told me I should never venture into space, but I did, I did, I did. She said no daring girl could trust the Martian race, but I did, I did, I did. A rocket pilot asked me on a voyage to go.
Here for me to learn. I've been here before.